Hello, hello, this is Mustar FM 89.6, and today we are having free topic. In the studio, you will hear but not see me, Natalia. Hello, everyone, and my friend Maurizio as well.
Hi, everyone.
How are you doing, Maurizio?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine as well. I've been reading quite a lot, and yeah, it's been, I think, an inspiration as well for our today's topic, right?
Yes, definitely.
Because today we've decided to talk about unhinged and maybe slightly eccentric women.
Yes, the best type of women.
Very inspiring. So I think that not that we've come across, but we've discussed a little bit this topic because of the book that you presented to me, My Year of Rest and Relaxation. But
Yes.
maybe you also have different associations, but for me, the first association was the book, and I can just vividly remember you saying, "She's so unhinged, she's so different." That really made me think about unhinged women and what makes these characters different and special in literature, but yeah, as well, maybe even on philosophic level. So
Yeah.
what did you really think about the book, or maybe unhinged women in general? I'm pretty sure that you've been thinking about these type of characters before My Year of Rest and Relaxation.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it has been following me for a while, but I think it sort of got the title Unhinged Women when I read My Year of Rest and Relaxation. And maybe should I just briefly talk about what the book is about?
Yeah, for sure. That would be
Yeah.
nice.
So the book is about a woman who wants to sleep for a year, and she conveniently has a very incompetent doctor that prescribes her way too much and way too heavy medication to allow her to sleep for a year then. And she goes through with this and with some hinders along the way, but essentially she managed to, maybe I shouldn't spoil it too much. Yeah. Yeah, she tries to sleep for a year, essentially. And then she is portrayed in a very interesting way because she's quite uncharming and she uses people around her like pawns. And she is very pretty and she's very aware of that she's pretty and she uses it to her advantage. So there's a lot of different parts of this book that I feel like is contributing to this character being an unhinged woman and really breaking the role of what a lead female character can be.
Yeah, right. That's a good description. When I was thinking about her as well, I was worried because it seemed to me she was so irresponsible with her health because of medications, because of how she was taking a lot of them. And also she was drinking some alcohol along with the medication. And I didn't understand actually what she was eating, because I remember some pizza and some cookies, and that's basically it. And coffee, yes, 2 cups of coffee when she was not sleeping.
Yeah, no, her health really deteriorated throughout the course of the story. And I think there was one moment when she's looking at herself in the mirror and she sees herself, like her body is so weak and she has lost all this weight and she's essentially just bones. And so it's really like affecting her a lot.
Yeah, but she was still pretty, and as you told us, she's aware of that. So even being skinny, she is pretty and she understands it and she uses it. And that was so mean. As well, it was very interesting to read. I don't know, did you like this character?
I didn't like her. Yes, I did, but I think not for the reasons that I thought that she was a good person or inspiring and stuff like that, but that she was complex, that she was a real woman. And I feel like sometimes we are in literature and movies and all of that, women are portrayed in these very simple ways that they are good people and they are victims of other people's meanness and they are never taking advantage of other people and stuff like that. But I feel the main character in this book, she is doing bad stuff and she's a bad friend and she uses people. It made me like the character because it was portraying a real woman, not just a stereotype or just this flat image of what a woman can be. What did you think about, like, did you like the main character?
I think I did not, but I did find it attractive as a character. So it was interesting to follow, even though some of the descriptions were not very dynamic because of her routines, quite slow routines of life. But yeah, I couldn't believe it in some of the moments, because for me personally, it was too much. I am the opposite, at least in some of the ways, because I tried to stay fit, but I also am worried about my health. So I wouldn't be doing what she was doing. And as well, her relations with her friend, her relations with her ex-boyfriend, that was very complicated, but just I don't have such kind of quite mean relations in my life, and I wouldn't like having that. That is why I couldn't sympathize with her, but she was interesting. Like, maybe for me it was similar, in a way, again, to a certain degree, to a character of Moriarty in Sherlock Holmes, because Moriarty is smart, she's wicked as well. But watching her basically killing people in Sherlock Holmes, you still are attracted and you find it provocative but beautiful in a way.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've never read Sherlock Holmes or like watched the movies or anything, but that character seems very intriguing.
Yeah, well, that's more about the movie, even not the original movie, but the latest movies about Sherlock Holmes TV series. In a book, it's of course different. In a book, you of course have only a female character who is watching the house, and the Moriarty character in a book is a male. So it's different dynamics. Well, talking about definitions of unhinged women, did I understand you correctly that for you, the main part would be that it's a complex personality?
Yes. I think so, definitely. And the part of unhinged is essentially just a woman being a normal person, and a normal person has all these flaws and very uncharming sides to them. And I think that the word unhinged comes to mind when we read these kind of stories, and we are not used to seeing women being portrayed in this way, at least not the main characters. So then we are just like, what? This woman is so unhinged. She is acting badly. Yeah, for me, it definitely is a woman being complex and real and having flaws is what makes the unhinged woman unhinged, essentially.
Then where can we lay a border, let's say, between unhinged and unstable or mentally ill or twisted?
Yeah, I think that is like an important distinction to make, that maybe in the way that we talk about unhinged could be that a woman is just a nuanced person with all these flaws, but then as in my year of rest and relaxation, there's a woman who's obviously struggling with depression, which could also influence her to making all these bad decisions and being a bad friend, etc. So I think these can sometimes overlap. But in my general idea of an unhinged woman is not, the core of it isn't that she is mentally unstable. That's how I view it. How would you say that you look at it?
I'm not sure. I think for me, it's still hard to differentiate, because I can remember quite a lot of books where women are presented as being unstable or having some kind of disease or depression. But those were more classical books. Like, even if I start remembering Anna Karenina, which is a classical Russian literature, and that's a woman who everyone knows ended up under a train. Well, was she unhinged? Yes, I think She could be, but in a way, for me, that's a different character. For me, she's a strong woman. She's a depressed personality, but she is not the same unhinged as we see it now in modern literature. I'm struggling how to, like, where to draw a line, how they are different.
I think that women being portrayed as depressed and having mental issues is not as radical, maybe, as a woman being selfish and I don't know any other bad quality that you can have. So maybe the thing that we are seeing now more in modern literature of this unhinged woman is not that she is depressed and suffer from mental issues, it's that she, the complexness of her character stems from something else.
Thinking about that, maybe it's about women having a choice to make about their lives, because in classic literature, of course, we can have a strong female character, but most likely she will be surrounded by males, like that's gonna be a husband or maybe several brothers. And here, no, the story can be different, because in modern literature, they can live alone, they can have several boyfriends, whatnot.
Yes, definitely. I think that is a very valid point that makes it different.
Interesting. And also another book that you are reading now, as I know, and that I have read recently, that is M Train by Patti Smith, who is quite a famous writer, but also singer, journalist, and artist. She's still alive, so we can talk as well about her personal life and how she is in real life, but also about her character in the book. Basically, in the book, she is describing her own life. She's talking about how she's living alone with several cats, and she's constantly traveling. She's making some presentations and speeches for literary societies and for some other organizations. But she's definitely eccentric, because she goes to the same coffee place every day, because she, I think she has a lot of freedom in her daily life, and she can make, for me, some not very conditional choices. For example, buying that small house. Maybe you haven't read it, but I will tell a little bit. In the book, she was quite a rich woman, I think, who could afford a lot of things. But she made a choice and she bought a ruined small house in the middle of nowhere. And that, for me, is eccentric. Like, what do you think about the book so far, and how far as well are you in the book?
I'm not far along in the book at all. So far, I haven't really grasped, I guess, her identity yet. But I'm excited to see what's to come. And from what you've told me, I'm really looking forward to reading it. But the little I know about Patti Smith, I would say that she aligns with maybe not unhinged as much as eccentric. Yeah, she's more of an eccentric woman.
Have you read, or how aware were you about Patti Smith before the book?
Not a lot, actually. I listened to a bit of her music, and I've seen some clips of interviews that she has made, and I think she is really clever and just one of those, like, iconic great poets that we are fortunate enough to have, like, still alive. But yeah, I like her as much as I know about her.
Well, I think she is radical in a way. Like, she's very straightforward in her opinions, and also type of music that she has been playing, composing. It's rock and it's
punk.
Yeah, she's been playing rock and punk, which is a little bit still unusual for women, especially years back. And she's been participating in a lot of different protests and manifestations and so on. That is something which I could not maybe expect from many women of her generation, even though that is a bright generation. I think now she's around 70, something like that. But yeah, maybe that's true. She's just eccentric in a book. And as well, I expect her to be eccentric in real life, but not so much unhinged.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for her, the difference between the two terms are quite applicable, I guess. I saw an interview with her that she said, like, if a poetry or music or book is popular among a lot of people, that's sometimes it gets branded as like bad literature or whatever. And she was really opposed to that. And she was highlighting how it's a good thing that something resonates with a lot of people and that it shouldn't be like considered to be tacky or unsophisticated just because of that. And I thought that that was very interesting and refreshing to hear from somebody like her.
Definitely. Well, I think it just depends from case to case. If we say that, who can we take as an example? I don't know, Jane Austen was bad because she was so popular as an author. Well, maybe that's not true. That's not entirely correct. But at the same time, there are bad examples of musicians and authors who are popular, but who are not so good at writing, at least.
Yeah, no, definitely. There are, you know, exceptions to the rule. I guess we can't say that like Pitbull is like the best artist of all time or something like that.
Exactly. It's still a pleasure to know that someone creates literature about strong female personalities in general.
Definitely. Do you have any other examples that you feel depicts either the unhinged woman or the eccentric woman?
Well, I was thinking about Fleabag as well, if we're talking not about books, but series or movies. Have you heard about this series?
Yes, I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
I think you should. Maybe you will enjoy it. I'm not entirely sure, but I think so. So that's a comedy. It's basically played by a comedian who's written the series. She's written the script herself, and her name is Phoebe Waller-Bridge. And she's such an interesting lady. Like, that's very funny to watch it, but I think she can be called unhinged, at least eccentric, but maybe unhinged, because she causes havoc everywhere she goes. She has very difficult relationship with her family and sister. And her sister is actually the opposite of herself because, well, Phoebe, she is bright, eccentric, smart, but she constantly makes inappropriate jokes. And her sister is very uptight. She wants to be correct. She wants to be right and elegant. And then also she constantly, I'm now back to the main character, she looks for wrong kind of relationships. I'm not sure whether that's conscious or unconscious, but she goes for random people, sometimes in buses, sometimes somewhere else. She tries to seduce a priest and she falls in love with a priest, but he's for celibacy. So that's another story. For me, that would be a good example of unhinged, but at the same time, not a mean character.
Yeah, it sounds like we got an unhinged woman on our hands in this particular case. Would you say that this character, is she portrayed like, because she's, as you described, like she's clumsy and she may be a bit vulgar and stuff like that, but she's not uncharming in that way that you don't sympathize with her?
I think she is charming, but maybe due to her being smart, to her being satirical as well. So she constantly makes comments about herself and her life. And she understands that she is in situations which doesn't happen maybe to many people. So she is joking around that. But these are sometimes quite sad, sometimes quite like cross situations that, yes, I think people don't find themselves in. And she manages to be in such situations and to talk about that, but I think that's joking as a way of protecting herself. Also, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's happening in Britain. Maybe that is why it's slightly more modest than we had in the year of rest and relaxation. Like, it's slightly more British, more theatrical as well.
Oh. Yeah, that's interesting. So maybe the British type of humor makes it a bit more comprehensible or not comprehensible, digestible, maybe?
Yeah, as well, the genre itself, it's a comedy.
That's true. That's a vital point.
Do you have your other favorite examples of unhinged women?
Yes, I have one of my favorite examples of unhinged women. It's the TV series Girls by Lena Dunham. It premiered, I think it was 2012 or something like that. So it was a while ago. And it's about four women living in New York City. And the four women are all unhinged in completely different ways.
Wow.
Yes, they have these really complex characters and personalities, and they all are very like uncharming and selfish and just a bit narcissistic sometimes, and so caught up in their own like being in your 20s and being lost kind of the carousel of emotions. And what I really like about this series is that it's not trying to moralize or have this typical narrative of women trying to be great and make smart decisions. These are just real women that we are following that are just doing really dumb stuff and being really self-absorbed. And I think it's very refreshing to see something like that. And I think as a woman in your 20s, you can really relate to it, even though the characters, you might find them very disturbing even at times, but they are so real. And I feel like it is one of the best examples of portraying women in a fair and real way.
But does it feel real? Because it's only this opposite side of women. I wouldn't say negative. The part where there are a lot of complexities.
Yeah, no, I would say that they're definitely, they are not just like these bad people just through and through. They have these really great qualities as well. And they care for each other and they try to be there for each other as a friend group and all of that. So they aren't just the bad qualities. There are great qualities as well. But I think the mix of the two makes them so interesting. And also the portrayal of women being selfish, I think, is not something that we see too often. So I think that makes it even more like a thing that you... When I described it, I said that these women are selfish and annoying, essentially. But they aren't just that, but that is what you bring with you because we're so unused to seeing that.
Yes, and that's definitely not a quality that is brought up in women in general. As a woman, you're usually supposed to be generous and polite and welcoming, not selfish. So that's interesting. And of course, women are different and we can be selfish. So,
yeah. I think that is what makes it so important to have characters like this that allows for nuance in women, that women aren't just victims of other people's meanness, or they have agency. And, you know, women are people and people can be mean, selfish, unpolite, etc. And I think that it's so important for us to see that being depicted in books and films.
It made me smile right now, which is also sad. You saying, proclaiming that women are people. Finally, we see that in books.
Exactly. Yeah. It's high time. I think when you think about it that way, you know, it becomes quite sad. And then you realize that it's quite hard to find literature and books, series and everything that women have these, that they are presented in this complex way. This one-dimensional woman that is always good and the victim of other people's relentlessness is, we are drowning in that.
Sometimes they're just shown as being only fashionable or being only into handsome men or something else.
Yes, these really like flat ways of presenting a person.
Exactly. And I was looking for some lists of books which depict unhinged women. And I actually found out that, firstly, there are a number of lists on unhinged women books. You can find them on Goodreads, also Medium, and so on, just many random websites. But I found out that I haven't read a lot of it. They are mostly quite modern literature examples. I've read The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath, also mainly because it was famous, not because I was thinking that it's about unhinged women. And yeah, a couple of other books, but not so many. Then I was just questioning myself and my choices as well, of how do I make a choice of my literature?
That you need to incorporate more unhinged women into what you're reading.
I think so, yeah. That's a plan for the new year.
That's a good New Year's resolution for sure.
Yes, more unhinged women, please.
Yes. And I also think it's interesting that they feature on this list on Goodreads with the unhinged women, The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath, because as I remember from reading that, is that she's not really unhinged, she's just mentally ill. And it's interesting that the overlapping of the two, that unhinged woman is a mentally ill woman.
As you say, I think that the Bell Jar was very depressive. I was not thinking about her eccentricity, but I was only thinking about how hard her life was and also how tragic the ending was. I was quite depressed as well after reading that book. But at the same time, I don't know how many of these characters would be like satisfied with their lives.
Yeah.
Maybe they're often unhinged because they want to change something.
Yeah, they're unfulfilled in life. It's difficult, I feel, with the part of the mental illness and the part of selfishness and eccentricness.
Yeah, or maybe two can come together. They can be coexistent as well, especially because we don't know much about mental illness, so that there can be some small bits here and there, which is a part of mental health, like specificities of mental health. But it's not necessarily a serious disease or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I think also maybe this is a bit of a different topic, but like if a woman is being selfish and unpolite, like the girls in the TV series Girls are, I think that we are quite quick to jump on and trying to diagnose them with some kind of mental illness, that a woman being egocentrical and absurd is, we want to categorize her as mentally ill in some ways. Am I making sense?
I am trying to put myself in a situation. It does make sense, even though being selfish, to me, it's not associated with any mental illness.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But like being cruel, yeah, maybe I would say so. So for
yeah,
some of the features, some of the personal traits, for sure. But it's just easier. It's easier to categorize people. It's maybe even much easier to categorize women just because of the whole writing tradition, but as well, the whole attitude toward women.
Definitely. Yeah, I totally agree. I think we are very quick to diagnose women. Yeah, as you said, because of history and because the box that we fit into are quite limited. And when, you know, we go outside of that, it's easy to throw like, okay, but you're probably depressed or you're a narcissist or something like that, because it's unusual to see. Yeah, no, this topic is really something that you can just dive into. There is a lot of things to say. There is a difference between what we believe is an unhinged woman and what eccentric woman, and that we need more representation of both.
Yeah. I think that there are still a lot of things to discuss, to think about this topic of unhinged women, but in general, of representation of women in literature, how women are portrayed and what we want to see in literature, but as well, how real it is, and can we associate ourselves with the women that we are reading about, because many of the characters that we've discussed, I can't say that they represent me fully, because maybe they're too much for me, like they're too extreme. At the same time, I don't think that it would be right to say that all the women are like that one only character who is correct. No, there should be a lot of different personalities. And it's very good that now we have more and more books about them.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. We need more nuanced women, you know, for all the women to identify themselves with.
Totally. Totally. Oh, great. I think that's been an interesting discussion.
Yeah, it has. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Thank you so much for being here. That's always fun to talk to you. Hopefully we can make some other topic other day.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds good.
Thank you, dear listeners. We've discussed a lot about unhinged women. Please make your comments or maybe even book reviews on our social media. And I wish you a nice day. Goodbye.